notice of committee of the whole meeting, April 2nd, 2012.
Call committee of the whole order at 8:05. Roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sandoval.
Here.
Trustee Simon Sally.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Wazinski.
Present. 2.1, approval of the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of March 19th, 2012. Motion by Trippin, seconded by Simon Sally. Questions or comments? Roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Sandoval.
Yes.
Trustee Simon Sally.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Motion carried. Public comment?
I'm good.
Human Resources and Finance.
I've got a few small topics to talk about this evening. First one is the 2011-2012 supplemental appropriations. Hopefully you all get a chance to take a look at those. They are essentially under the commuter parking lot, building and grounds, and contracts for the snow pond that we approved, which was back in December.
Yes.
And also parking lot maintenance, curb work, higher than budgeted, and electrical work. And then fiduciary and agency funds, this pension fund with those benefits, $75,000, which is new, was approved last year, and then the refunded contributions of $85,000.
So these are items that we went over last year for this past year, and was it more than this estimated?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the pre-pension only additional $65,000 is going to happen. And also a lot of it is a service transfer credit. And that's going to cost the pension fund on that one. Not only because it's our liability in the end, but for this year, yeah, it's going to be
a good one. So what is the reason? I think I'm trying to understand why we're going to now versus when that happened.
That's always been a question. I've always done it once a year. Other places do it once or twice. Not. And so I'm doing it all the time, which here doesn't necessarily happen because we only have one or two funds in the past one fund. You could do it when the things were going to go over. I tend to wait closer to the year end to try to capture all my estimates so we don't have to keep on coming back to the road to work. That's the only reason I use this one. I mean, if that the board wishes to do it a different way, I believe you don't urge you budget on that side, like us, right? You could. Doesn't matter to me. I just like to do once, combine everything all at one time.
Yeah, I think this year we're probably in a pretty good position to absorb. Yeah. So, that makes sense. Just kind of.
So, questions? Okay, move that forward.
Capital improvement plan. And we're going to have to bring their capital improvement plan to last meeting. Also included in the budget book. So I don't know, Steve, if you wanted to add anything particularly you want to say about it. Or
just exactly the same as last time. I have not made any changes since the last time it was done came in the hole. I haven't received any feedback from these projects. I believe I can't speak to the other departments for necessary projects. I've got a great deal of time going to do this from the department level. And everything is programmed into the next year's budget. That is the CIP for a strong 13. If there's any other specific questions.
I had one or two. On the CIP dash date, the Hart Road reconstruction.
What page?
CIP 8.
using the big lady.
Oh, you're in the budget.
Okay.
So, the appropriation of the... Okay, the total shown in the details in the schedule 2013-2014, those totals include the reimbursements or the reimbursement, the $182,000 at the bottom would be subtracted from.
The $182,000 relates to the phase 3 engineering.
The $750,000 is our share only of the construction.
Okay. So the total cost will be $1.1 million minus $182,000.
For that year.
Right.
Okay.
So the question on that one was, it looks like we are doing the section between, we're focusing on the section between Town Line and 120 as opposed to the section that in Brighton Meadows. But the one section within Brighton Meadows is worse shape. Is that part of the, that is as a result of the that one big study? Did you do that the whole analysis of all roads within the village? Or is there anything particular that's prior to that section?
Yeah, it's included in there, but the pavement management report.
Pavement management.
Yeah, the thought, if you look at those roads, they're deteriorating rapidly because they collect a lot of water. And the thought was that to avoid major repairs to those two intersections, it was a good idea now to try to get those done. This is similar to Nipissing on Village that's in here, as well as Nipissing down at Teledex Boulevard.
You're talking primarily just the intersection.
Just the intersection, yes, sir. That was, yeah, if you travel that, post rain, you'll see the puddle build up, and it doesn't have the trouble it needs to be addressed in the area, but it's deteriorating more rapidly than the rest of the roads. Wild Spring in Brighton Meadows, north of 120, has the crack seal in there too, so, you know, projected that life will be longer, and there's no way to put a crack seal on those intersections, right here.
The downtown development, $7,000 would be carried over from previous years. anticipate any activity this year?
County feasibility study that they awarded the contract on is estimated at 12-month process. So as far as what's leading to and what we see right now, probably not.
But next year?
Next year, probably. There is a contingency should something come up that we can address. Sometimes we help each other, we're helping ourselves. Okay, we're in an agreement to move the capital improvement plan ahead.
All right, next item is the 2012-2013 budget review. Steve, I don't think you received any comments ahead of time. I have a question.
No, sir.
I have some. In the public works items, starting on page 50-53.
Well, actually, I'm not.
I'm not.
Yes.
That's the one. items you lost, too.
That was one of the items I didn't do.
I think we have to between the finance director and the administrator. I have no problem with this. I would like to say before, I appreciate all the department efforts, especially the administrator, the absence of a public works director at this time.
Don't get used to it, Ron.
Keep it pinned for next year.
Another small on page 50-62, the percentage there should be 0.7. We got $107 decrease, but it's called 100%.
What page have we got?
50-67?
Oh, 67, sorry.
If you see 100% what had happened in the past, it's manually measured because we come up with a divide error, and those weren't changed. It's something we need to check next week.
Okay. The replacement funds, the new funds that came up with that we're funding out of the general and water sewer, the amounts we came up with, I think, were the depreciation, the normal depreciation times 150%.
It depends on the fund. For the vehicle replacement fund, I use 150% of the annual depreciation because we were so far behind.
Yeah.
And accumulating enough cash to replace those vehicles. To somewhat offset that, like the building replacement fund, I believe I use 50% of the annual appreciation because there's not going to be any, hopefully, replacement for a while. There's nothing in the CIP at this time, except for, I believe, 14-15. So that was sort of the concept behind it. What we wanted to do is 100% annual appreciation. I believe the technology replacement fund was at 100%.
Do you want to summarize?
Yeah, my apologies. I
Todd had more time to look at this. A couple of comments right off the bat. One, I did get the governor's review, and they generally came up with, instead of just saying fund balance, we should be talking about fund balance slash net assets like the audit report shows. And the policy then, we're going to have to define net assets. So when we look at the audit report, you know what we're talking about. Net assets right now are basically capital and cash. If you look at it, I can't remember what page was of the audit, that's what it is. So we need to define that. And also define restricted and unrestricted. Right now we just have expenditures. We should be comparing this with budget expenditures. So that was some of the comments they had. A couple other comments. I think we could have something, or I know we could have something. I wonder what reports the board. Here's our fundamental policy. Are we adhering to this policy? Right now, for the most part, if I have the numbers in front of me, we are adhering to it, with the exception of debt. Because we changed the policy to the first interest payment, those fund balance are not at that level. So we, for the most part, I believe they are. There's only a couple other comments. I didn't allow enough time to go through as much as I wanted. The auditors also try to correspond with GASB 54, which is fund balance reporting. I consider this more of an internal document. By putting in net assets, I believe this will appease them also, and we get a decent fund balance policy that will also help us GASB 54. They can be a firm believer of GASB's and penalties and all that. But I got to do what my auditor told me, because we're doing a requirement.
The net assets could include non.
That's what we're going to define. We originally said that our fund out is cash.
Yeah.
The audit report net assets is capital alone. So we need to define it up front as policy to explain what that is. Or what piece of net assets is that? What piece of net assets?
This is something we have to, this is like kind of a first draft of this, and you're going to review it and then bring it back to the committee of the whole.
That was correct. And any comments from the board?
Will that come back to the next meeting then, or a future meeting? Or?
You know what? I think it should come to the next one. Yeah.
Committee of the whole, didn't it?
Yeah. And I said Russ, but it's important because, you know, this is used to establish, you know, budget and price projections and everything else too. So,
yeah. Could we do it? Yeah, we have to have those discussions. So we with the presentation, there's some challenges.
You can't. Yes. That's correct. Yes.
They're proposing the reappointment of Henry Fry to the Police Pension Board for a 2-year term ending April 30th, 2014, and Art Weber to the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners for a 3-year term ending April 30th. 2015. And our final item is the 1-hour cleaners groundwater ordinance highway authority agreement and supplemental highway authority agreement.
Keep your fingers crossed and you're going to be done with this.
3 years?
By the next board meeting. Everybody is now in agreement on format. Famous and consistencies with the IEPA. Nothing has changed, but I think in the direction, if you recall, we're taking money in the event that we have to do a cleanup, and that the estimated cost is going to be divided in, and then the board will
by the groundwater ordinance as well as the highway authority agreement, saying that we are taking control of that. And the supplemental highway authority agreement that is in there is just in the event that, well, it's become a case, really what it's called, and there's the release of all liabilities. The IEPA, if you remember the original document, they were both combined, but the IEPA does not like that, so that's why you need the supplemental. One other comment is Mike made a good suggestion. We revised the groundwater ordinance to now be codified to make it easier to manage it long term. And this is the first one that we have that we'll be adding to the village code. It's not generic. It's specific to the cleaners because we have to be that way. Because there's other contaminated areas in the village, if you recall, that would be impacted if we made a generic groundwater ordinance. And we wanted the board was decided that we would reserve our rights on a case-by-case basis in addressing groundwater ordinances and highway authority. So that's just one thing that's slightly different from what you saw before. But I've been told that the check's in the mail, we'll vote. So we made that a condition, the board would not approve it unless the money were received first. So that's where it stands.
I think
money's
going to be from
that program,
or are we doing
this? No, we're going to create one, but there's really no, I would suggest you don't need to keep it there unless you want to. It's not very likely that it'll be needed. But it is just protection to the village in the sense that it is. But we can do that if you'd like to, you know.
Well, I think we keep it separate and it seems all kinds of partnerships. It's not ours to send, it's not ours to borrow, it's not ours to, you know, take any risk with. Then in the future, we go there. It should have that attachment to it. This is my other topic.
Is that it?
Okay, it paid, what, almost 40 and that was your first phone call? I'm
good thing to do, that's for sure. I'm sorry, did you mean it?
No, I'm just kidding.
And so this ordinance, I'm sorry, this ordinance is, I like the fact that specifically mentioned the address.
That legal description is in there too as an exhibit. And it's an app of legal description in. So it can apply to any other reason.
But the mayor who insisted that the full description?
He just tweaked it a little.
He just insisted that we measure it.
Okay.
It's the mayor's recommendation.
Legal description is low hurdles. Anybody can do that, but measuring it is a different story.
So this will go for board approval pending reception of funds.
What's the amount from?
12 plus outstanding fees. Do you remember what that number is? 43, 46, something like that? Yeah, it's around 46 right now. So 16,000 I suggest we put the $12,000 into the fund, and that $4,000 already paid for expenditures that we've incurred.
You have very smart
things.
I'm totally concerned.
Thank you. New topics. We do have a staff report from Parks and Park on a regular basis, so we just have lots of things to be great.
Are we doing anything with the community garden this year?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to put that in there the next time. Just give a briefing to the board. But, yeah, Martha's working on that. She may have even sent out, she did send out an email reminding people the previous year that we're interested in getting their applications in.
Did she have this one time to call with the date?
Yes. Is that an area of my church
this time? It should be pretty low adult. Yeah, no, we weren't planning it any dirt.
got money to them later on.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
Don't go to the second.
Just plan, second, seven?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Well, it might even cost a lot of money.